Cape Talk.
Hard Drive.
We are talking about an app called Soteria, if I've got the pronunciation of it right. Neil Slater is the creator of Soteria, founder of the Safe Freeway Project, and this is something that particularly, and that's just about all of us, regular users of the N2, need to prick up our ears about. Hello, Neil.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
All right. And yourself?
Keeping well, thank you very much.
Soteria, is that how it's pronounced? What's the derivation of the name?
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah. Soteria. So Soteria was the mythical Greek goddess of safety. And so we thought that would be appropriate for our app name.
Okay. And this, we remember the Safe N2 campaign from a few years ago. That's been running quietly in the background, or has that been sort of dormant and is being resuscitated with this app?
Well, actually what happened was, as the network grew, getting bigger, more and more people asked us to monitor other roads in the Western Cape. But it initially started off just doing the N2, to and from Somerset West, Cape Town and back, something like that. But then the network grew and people asked us, can we do the N1, the R300? And at that time when we started, we had WhatsApp groups. But not everybody was traveling the N1, so they got frustrated getting all the messages and everything and warnings and all of that. So that was something that we built into our app, which is Soteria. And now you can actually switch channels on. So if you're traveling on the N2, then you only get the N2 messages. If you're traveling a combination of the N2 and the R300, you can switch those channels on. So you don't get all of it. So we try and make the messages and the information that you send as relevant as possible.
Okay, so I got it wrong. The app doesn't just cover the N2. It covers the N2, the N3, the R300, and the N1.
Well, actually, everything, it covers the whole Western Cape. So, Soteria is also a safety app. Okay, so when there's, like, for example, protest action, we've got members that live in certain areas. And when there's protest action, like there is now recently in Kayamandi, so then all our Stellenbosch people who have the Stellenbosch channel set up, we notify them of all of that's going on in there. So the app has really actually dominated where we are going. It has told us in which direction our little control room goes to. And so primarily the safety on the freeways, but also in our areas as well.
What kind of information do you share, and how do you get hold of that information? How up-to-date is it?
Yes, okay, so that's a very good question. So we try, our motto is real-time and relevant information. So as we receive, we've got an operator sitting in a control room monitoring really what's going on using different resources. So that is, from social networks, Twitter, Facebook, and also WhatsApp groups. We belong to a variety of WhatsApp groups, the news, all of those stuff. So we gather all of this information, and then whatever is relevant, whatever is safety, related, we send those out.
So you don't send out information that there is an unusually long block around the N2 Airport Industria turnoff. That you don't see that as safety related. That's just traffic related.
What our members do like is they do like information. We've been going now for 3 years. So what we've figured out, or what we've learned, is that people love information. They want information. They want to know what's going on out there. So we've started kind of like running a thing called intelligent commuting. So when you want to go out there, check Soteria and know what the conditions of the road is like. So what we would do, if there is something that is not the usual traffic or something that is out of the ordinary, yes, we would actually send that out as well. Because when you sit in traffic and there shouldn't be traffic now, and you're wondering why, then our operator could send that information out and notify you why you are sitting in traffic now.
Okay,
even how long you're sitting.
Fake news, Neil, because we know that sometimes with the best of intentions, some real rubbish is shared via community WhatsApp groups.
Yes. Yeah, so that is why we have an operator that actually validates all the information. So he will sit and he will sift through the information that he receives or that's going on around in groups and stuff like that. And then whatever is relevant, that we will send out. And we've learned what people want, over these 3 years. So if we started sending out information and people, they aren't too happy about it, then that information is going out less, and more what people want, we will send out.
So, Neil, I don't have a lot of time. You're charging for this, not a lot of money. You're charging, I think, an annual subscription fee of 79 rand. So people will want to know that they're going to get 79 rand's worth of extra value from Soteria versus Waze and Google Maps and the other free traffic watching applications that are out there.
So what we're doing is, that actually is 35 rand a month. So that is a membership fee.
35 a month,
That's right, 35 a month, yeah. And then what happens is all the information gets pushed to you. So yes, about 80% of the information we send to you, you can find over Waze or over Google or over, but instead of going and looking for that information, it gets sent to you. You know, it's just to, you know, make it a little bit more convenient.
And is it available from all of the app stores?
That's right, yeah, on iPhone and also on Android.
Thank you very much. Neil Slater, founder of the Safe Freeway Project, creator of Soteria. That is spelled S-O-T-E-R-I-A. S-O-T-E-R-I-A. Go to the Android App Store or the Apple App Store. Have a look at it. And if you think it matches the marketing that you've just heard about it, and you think 35 Rand a month, if I were a regular user of those roads, I'm pretty certain I'd be paying 35 Rand a month for that, then you can click on download.